Now, a look at the man charged with putting an end to financial turmoil in Italy. Now that the flamboyant Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is out, he'll be replaced by a technocrat named Mario Monti. Monti faces opposition from all sides as he tries to form a government and implement reforms. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has this profile of a man who represents a distinct change from the days of Berlusconi.
In a country where politicians shield themselves behind dark-tinted windows and sleek limousines, Roman paparazzi are having a field day with Mario Monti. He actually walks down the street without bodyguards. But the longest soundbite reporters get is, "Isn't it a splendid day?" James Walston, professor of international relations at Rome's American University, says austere and dignified Monti is the antithesis of the youth-obsessed Silvio Berlusconi.
He will certainly not make dirty jokes in public, and probably not in private either. He is somebody who acts rather than talks, is based firmly on merit, on what he has done. So he is completely, in form and in substance, the opposite.
The 68-year-old Monti was born near Milan, the son of a bank manager. As a teenager, at the peak of the Cold War, his father took him to visit the U.S. as well as the Soviet Union to open up his horizons. He studied economics and did his postgraduate studies at Yale with the Nobel Prize-winning economist James Tobin. As EU commissioner, he enforced antitrust regulations and was dubbed Super Mario. He blocked General Electric's merger with rival Honeywell, and he sent chills through the corporate world when he announced a record $683 million antitrust fine on Bill Gates' software giant.
The commission has taken a decision today which finds that Microsoft has abused its virtual monopoly power over the PC desktop in Europe.
Competition is one of Monti's key economic principles, and one of his major tasks as head of government will be to make Italy competitive again. It ranks 87 on the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index below Belarus and Mongolia. In Berlin last week, Monti said, by introducing more competition, we will introduce more merit and less of a role for nepotism, cronyism, and corruption. Federico Rampini, journalist at the Daily La Repubblica, explains Monti's vision.
His idea of a social market economy is very near the German model. You do have competition, you have capitalism, but at the same time, the government is very active in the economy. You have a generous welfare state.
In his first public remarks last night as premier-designate, Monti stressed both growth and social equity, two concepts that have been left out of the budget-cutting policies imposed by international lenders on countries being bailed out. Analysts say that Monti will hold his own with the Eurocrats, and especially with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has insisted on austerity measures for debt-burdened countries. Journalist Rampini says Monti will have more clout than most European prime ministers.
He's at home in Brussels, in Paris, in Frankfurt. He really has a tremendous network of relationships. So he really starts with a tremendous capital of credibility and reputation.
And after the scandal-ridden Berlusconi years, it is precisely respect and credibility that the country needs most. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.